study reveals babies are stupid. World death rate holding steady at 100%, and Perky Canada has own government and laws. These are some of the headlines from one of the first satirical news parody outlets, The Onion. 25 years in the making, the stories this media giant keeps publishing makes entire nations hold on to their tights because, well, it's funny. If you peruse their vast collection of articles, and not necessarily The Onion, check out World News Daily Report, Private Eye, etc. Upon studying these websites, it becomes evident that the material put out by these companies simply cannot be true. And in the day and age of Google, everything is just a click away from complete and utter scrutiny. I'm Nick Blake, and today we talk fake news.
I've been traveling. I've noticed a certain anti-intellectualism sweeping our world. I find quite frightening. I was in Nashville, Tennessee last year. After the show, I went to a Waffle House. I'm not proud of it. I was hungry. And I'm alone. I'm eating and I'm reading a book, right? Waitress walks over to me. Hey, what you reading for? Sound like the weirdest question you've ever heard. Not what am I reading, but what am I reading for? Well, goddammit, you stumped me. Why do I read? I guess I read for a lot of reasons, and the main one is so I don't end up being a waffle waitress. Fairly high on the list of reasons. But then this trucker in the next booth gets up, stands over me, and goes, "Well, looks like we got ourselves a reader." What the f*** going on here? It's not like I walked into a Klan rally in a Boy George outfit. God damn it, it's a book. I read. There, I said it. Waitress goes, "Why read when you can just flip on the tube?" Because it's not the same. What do you think I'm reading? Hee-haw the book?
That was the legendary Bill Hicks illuminating us on how scary some parts of the world are. In her recent statement, the loser of U.S. election campaign 2016, Hillary Clinton, chose to spend a disproportionate amount of time on talking about fake news. Now, on the one hand, Hillary is the most appropriate candidate to speak about fakes since one should devote herself to what you know. Plus, her ability as a granny to run a standalone server in her basement deserves kudos and extra points wherever she turns. On the other hand, however, lumping websites like The Onion together with informative aggregators such as The Drudge Report, Breitbart, InfoWars just reeks of censorship and propagation of thought crime. If you look at the matter from the other side of the spectrum and glide onto something like the Ron Paul Liberty Report, which also is on the list of fake news, by the way, you can find another list of fakes and journalists that have pushed the same neocon globalist agenda that Clinton tried to spar with during her run before she retired, quote, into the woods. In it are the names of actual journalists and news organizations they worked for that have colluded with the Clinton campaign to push the feeble Hillary into the Oval Office. Same news outlets that roared about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction, which is clearly not true, U.S. economy doing great, well, that's just baloney, and other fairy tales that clearly hold as much water as the Tooth Fairy. Now, to discuss the reasons behind this sudden surge of, quote, anti-fake news, we got in touch with the independent political analyst and journalist, Geroid O'Colmain.
What the mainstream media are attempting to do, really, is censor social media. And the reason for that is in recent years, they've been losing ground. In England, for example, Iranian television was gaining ground there. Russian television, RT, is now the third major news source for many people in Britain. And it's become a major problem. I mean, BBC have asked for extra funding. They simply can't compete with a lot of the independent media and the state media of other countries in various languages. And the reason for that is very simple. Because the independent media and the media that comes from other countries, particularly rivals like Russia and Iran, they don't have to lie. They just analyze the information. And the problem is you can't really defeat truth. In order to make lies work, you have to invest billions and billions and billions. You have to make it very, very sophisticated. But generally, it's very hard to win an information war if you're the liar. And this is a big problem for the West. You can see through the lies very, very easily. I think what the Clinton faction of the U.S. elite are trying to do is and the media, of course, as well, is create a consensus that the internet needs to be censored. Basically, what that would mean is that articles published which have certain references that, you know, that threaten the elite's interest will be censored by, you know, through algorithms at Facebook, but also independent media will be censored.
That was Geroido Colmain explaining how this new type of hysteria is an attempt by the Clinton camp and their supporters to cover the entire U.S. population with an informational blanket of the color that only Hillary's cronies appreciate. Spending trillions of dollars on military campaigns, bank bailouts, and other questionable financial decisions makes one wonder if the political establishment of the United States has thoroughly thought it through. Donald Trump won the election for many reasons, but what is evident today is that the people made a choice for change. Not Obama change, real change. Experts are divided over what's going to happen, naturally. Some say the Donald is just a more obnoxious George W., which, let's be honest, was Obama 1.0. Others, however, argue that Trump is the new real deal for the American middle class. Whatever happens once Trump moves into the White House, the situation in the United States is not about to autocorrect all past economic, social, and moral mistakes, accidental or deliberate, in one single scoop. Because the system built by Madison was designed to protect the wealthy under the guise of equality, therefore allowing it to withstand the strongest of currents of change on the political spectrum of the country. Here's George Carlin expanding on the matter in further depth.
Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting f***ed by a system that threw them overboard 30 f***ing years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers, people who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly shittier jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your fucking retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street.
That was George Carlin letting us know what the game is all about. The United States is not alone in this particular endeavor. Globalist neocons have managed to befriend, read, bribe, and compromise a number of quote-unquote friends in many high places, such as the EU. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to this visionary Aussie packing a punch. This is Steve Hughes.
We have to live under the oppressive regime of political correctness and health and safety. Whereas, at least at the time being, the Dutch still get treated like an adult, you know, until the EU superstate kicks in and when they have an unelected quasi-government and runs all sort of the sub-regions of the country called Europe. But till then, the Dutch at least still treat you like an adult. Huh? Remember before health and safety? Remember it was called common sense? Remember those days? Remember the old days when you were, look, there's a big deep hole. Will I step in it? No, I'll just walk around it like that. Well, how did you manage to learn to do that? Well, my parents taught me not to be a f***ing idiot. And I just continued it on from there. Not like health and safety, political correctness. They're all forms of oppression. They're all forms of enslavement for the creation of the EU superstate, eventual planetary government. I know it seems like a little small thing, but it's not. Health and safety is the enslavement, the impression of your physical movement, so you can't do anything without sort of, you know, the state saying that's okay.
Steve Hughes there from his special recorded live in London's Comedy Store. Check out the full version on YouTube. It's a mind-opening ride. Whatever your take on fake news is, limiting access to information in times when there's so much out there is a clear sign that the war hawks are in their last stand and doubling down on their favorite pastime, fear. I've been Nick Blake, and you've been listening to As If.